Many people at this point in the fall may already be thinking about where they're going to be starting college, either in the spring or possibly next fall. Joining us now to talk about several initiatives is Serena Broadway, who is the Associate Outreach Director for North Central North Carolina for the College Foundation of North Carolina. We thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Let's start. We have a couple of things we want to try to get to in the next few minutes. Let's start with the Countdown to College. What is that all about?
Well, Countdown to College is a campaign that CFNC, College for North Carolina, has been running for about 20 years, helping students and families get help they need to pursue higher education. And we kick this off on October the 1st.
Now, why is it this time of year? Are we looking at students who are planning to start next fall, or what's the time frame on that?
Well, this time of the year, we start our C2C because it helps us get our students and our families prepared for completing the free application for federal student aid, one. Number two, completing their admissions application, and also completing the North Carolina Residency Determination Service application. Those are the three major categories that we focus on during North Carolina Countdown to College year that we're having. We also have webinars throughout the course of the year on various topics dealing with planning, applying, and paying for college for our parents and our students to keep them abreast of what's going on and so that they can hear from professionals and be able to ask questions they may have as well.
In a minute, we're going to talk about College Application Week, which is continuing on. But let's focus a little bit. So I guess the challenge is to make sure that the parents and the students are kind of all working off the same page because getting into college can be complicated.
It can, and it can have a little bit of anxiety added to it because there's so many different steps. And so we have created this campaign to give our students and families additional assistance aside from working with their counselors at school or what have you. But on our website, we walk them through the process, and we help them with those three main categories of completing their admissions applications to colleges and universities across the state, as well as completing the free application for federal student aid that launched a little before October 1 this year, but it was scheduled to launch on October the 1. And that is a universal application that families will be completing in order to be considered for financial aid. And, of course, for our families that are eligible for need-based aid, that's going to be a requirement and order, and also if they are going to be considered for merit-based aid.
Has it been more challenging in recent years because of some of the changes going on in higher education?
It has been very challenging, I would say, completing the FAFSA form, but this year has been very seamless. We are seeing families complete the FAFSA form in 30 minutes or less. It's a very seamless application. As long as, you know, the parents have their taxes filed, the 2024 taxes, because that information is going to be used to be placed on the FAFSA form. So it's not hard at all, but that's what college, North Carolina Countdown to College year is all about. We have these webinars that are recorded, and students and families, if they're not able to attend, of course, they can get the recordings to be able to hear the information or visit CFNC.org's website as a whole, because we have a module that is just geared toward paying for college and applying for college.
Speaking of applying for college, this week only you're doing College Application Week. Students can apply for free to many colleges. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to remember how much I paid when I filled out those forms, but that was back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. But tell me a little bit about providing these free college applications.
Well, we consider the third week in October to be College Application Week, and many refer to it as the free week. And that's where we've partnered with colleges and universities across the state to waive their college application fee. Do keep in mind, we have 58 community colleges, and community colleges don't charge application fees. So we have 16 UNC campuses and 36 independent colleges and universities, which equal 52 colleges that do charge fees. Well, out of the 52, 45 of them have agreed to waive their college application fee. So we're excited about being able to assist families in saving some money toward paying for admissions applications, which average about $50 per application.
So it's just basically hopefully removing one, even being in a small barrier, it's still a barrier.
Exactly.
And go ahead.
Well, last year, more than 17,000 students submitted at least one college admissions application through CFNC, College for North Carolina's website that week, and almost 39,000 applications were submitted in total during college application week. So we're very excited about being able to continue this campaign for our North Carolina families and students across the state.
Now, help me to understand, do you fill out an application and it can go to multiple schools, or do you have to fill one out for each school?
You'll have to fill out one for each school. We encourage our students to create usernames and passwords so that they will have access to being able to complete admissions applications. And once they've established their username and password, they will be able to go to our application hub and select the colleges and universities applications they want to complete and to apply. And then also, students can submit their transcript free of charge through our website as well. And we automatically send a final transcript.
And finally, let's wrap this up in case anybody's listening and wants to find out more. How do they do that on the web?
All they have to do is go to cfnc.org. Of course, as I stated before, they would need to create a username and password so that they will have access to our free resources. And then they would click the Apply tab. If they hover over it, they will see C2C. But it's actually on the home page as well. So we've made it very, very easily. We've left little breadcrumbs to lead them along the way.
Soretta Broadway is with CFNC. We thank you for your time.
Thank you.